Hector Guerra with International Campaign to Ban Landmines and the Cluster Munition Coalition. Dan, I found it very interesting the reference you made to online sales and how this relates, if I understood correctly, to systems training and how there is a certain feedback of information for the development of subsequent sales strategies and so on. I wonder in that sense, when it comes again to systems training, to what extent now the existing technology, communications and information technology that is more extensively used by more and more armed forces around the world for a variety of tasks, how to that extent is a source of large-scale information that could be used for the development of autonomous weapons. And I'm thinking more in particular the case of drones. They are not autonomous weapons, but they have several systems in them that are fully autonomous. Anyway, that's the example that comes to my head, but I wonder if the existing technology that is being used by armed forces in a way, through its day-to-day use, is providing data that could then be used. And I don't know if this could be facilitated or hampered by the existence or lack of connections between armed forces and defense corporations. And well, that question goes to you, but if anyone else in the panel would like to comment on that.